Okay, good morning.
Morning,
everyone. I have to excuse myself a bit. I'm a hoilech drochim at the moment. I'm traveling right in the middle of quite a long trip. So I haven't got so much yeshua das. I'd like to share, actually debate a little bit. Here's some ideas about a shaila, a Pesach shaila, which arose many years ago. The shaila was as follows. There was a certain yid. He was very makpid on not keeping any chametz gomo in his house on Pesach. He wouldn't sell chametz gomo. He got rid of all his chametz gomo. He would sell davke chametz, which is not chametz gomo. There's a packet, let's say, which he'd opened and he wanted to keep. So that he would sell, or he would sell. In the Shlach Mechir, it talks about chametz she'eini yadua also. So that was sold. But he was very makpid not to have any chametz gomo in his house over Pesach. Now, ad kedei kach that he wouldn't even sell it. He wouldn't even sell it. He would destroy it before Pesach chametz gomo. Anyway, also in Halach, it's brought down that on Yontov, one should have dedicated clothes for Yontov. You have a weekday suit, a Shabbos suit, you should also have a Yontov suit. On a Yontov, you should wear a different suit than you wear on Shabbos. You should be dedicated to Yontov. So, one Simchas Torah, a friend of his gave him, it's Chometz Gomer, so I don't know if whiskey is Chometz Gomer or not, but let's say it's Chometz Gomer. A friend of him gave him on Simchas Torah a small bottle of whiskey, a hip flask, of whiskey, and he put it in his inside pocket of his Yontov suit, and Erev Pesach, late in the afternoon, he was going to say Korban Pesach, what he was going to do. So he got dressed in his Yontov suit, and he puts on his Yontov suit, and he puts his hand in his pocket, and out comes the hip flask. What do you do with it?
Drink
it. Erev Pesach HaChatzos, it was before Nacht almost. So what does he do? So you want a shaila. So he thought, okay, he'll burn it. So then if you find chometz in your house on Pesach, so it says you have to burn it.
Flush it down in the bathroom.
Good whiskey to flush down the bathroom. Let's say it wasn't whiskey. It was chometz gomel. Chometz gomel. So he was going to burn it, and somebody said to him, hang on, are you allowed to burn it? So I'm asking you now.
Why not?
Huh? Tell me why not.
I know.
Huh? I know.
Okay.
Huh?
It's Erev Pesach, you're not even Palyaroy yet.
No. Are you allowed to burn it?
Did he do a Shtar Mechira?
He did a Shtar Mechira.
Maybe it belongs to the boy.
Oh! He sold his chometz to a goy.
Doesn't belong to him anymore.
So can you go and burn somebody else's property? You can't.
He didn't know he had this. How could he sell it? He didn't know he had it.
Huh?
He didn't know he had it. How could he sell it?
I mentioned in the Shtar Mechira, it says that the person is selling even the chometz she'ein yodua. Chometz, he has chometz, but he's not aware of it. He's selling even the chometz which he's not aware of. That's what it says in the Shtar Mechira. When you sell your chometz, or when you mandate to whoever the rov to sell your chometz for you, so he's selling even any chometz that you have and you're not aware of it.
He was also mevatel
it. He was mevatel it, therefore. But even with the bittel, it says, you find chometz in your house on Pesach, even though you've been mevatel it. It's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, not a mitzvah. Well, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv to burn it. So he wanted to burn it, so it became a shaila. He's mazik the goy's property, belongs to the goy. So is it mazik? So one of the great poskim at the time said, you can't burn it, not allowed to burn it. Another great posuk, which invariably said that he can. Yeah, can. So first of all, let's understand why you can't. Mistoma, it can be one of two reasons. Can be. The first reason I would say is mazik. Is mazik the goy's property? Are you allowed to be mazik a goy's property? Assets. So the assets of a yid, you're not allowed. I'm talking about a goy ovid avodah zorah. We're talking about ovid avodah zorah. In case anyone is listening in and will accuse us of being racist, so we're talking about ovid avodah zorah. Yeah, a goy ovid avodah zorah. Yeah. Can you be mazik? So I jotted down a few notes. I'm going to share with you some ideas I've got which may or may not be correct. So the Minchas Chinuch in Nun Aleph, he says that you're not chayiv if you're mazik assets of a goy. This is in the same way with Mamayit, the Nizkei Shor. In the Pasuk it says, Ki yigach ish es shor re'eyu. And a goy is not re'eyu. So when it comes to an ox goring a goy's ox, you're potter, because the goy is not re'eyu. Yeah? So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that the same thing will be not just by Nizkei Shor, but even the person himself, Odom HaMazik, even the person himself is Mazik, not his ox is Mazik, but he himself is Mazik, the goy's assets or property, also be potter, because the goy is not Re'eyu. That's the Minchas Chinuch. However, here I'll read out to you the Rambam in Hilchas. Most argue with it, most don't agree with the Minchas Chinuch. It says it's... Don't say a potter, say a chayev. The Rambam says in Hilchas Nizkei Momon, talks about Shor Shel Yisrael Shenogah Shor Shel Nochri Bein Tam Bein Mu'ed Potter. Right? Why? He doesn't say because of Re'eyu, but he says Lefi She'ein Hagoyim Achayev Mesa'odim Al Behem Toish His Iko. Since the goyim don't find a person liable if a goy's ox gores another goy's ox. So in according to their dinim, you're not chayev. So Rambam says you can't be mechayev a Jew more than the goyim would be mechayev a goy. So he says, therefore you're potter. By ox goring a Jew's ox goring a non-Jew's ox. The Rambam says, Potter, because the goyim are also not machayev in such a case. Mashma from the Rambam is clearly that where the goyim would be machayev, an instance where the goyim would be machayev, then certainly a Jew would also be machayev. Goyim are machayev, by Odom HaMazik, they are machayev. So according to the Rambam, clearly, that's what the Mefarshim say, according to the Rambam, clearly, it's forbidden to be mazik a goy's property. You can't. So on the basis of that, he wouldn't be allowed to burn the chometz that he found, the whiskey that he found, because it belongs to the goy. It was sold to a goy. Couldn't be. So in terms of mazik, he can't get off on the grounds of mazik. He's high on the grounds of mazik. So what then? But even, so I'm saying, even if we say that mazik is potter, even if we say that a Jew's mazik a goy is potter, but he's not only being mazik, he's stealing from the goy. If he destroys the goy's property, then he's stealing from him. So gezelakam, are you allowed to steal from a goy or not? Can you steal from a goy? So again, the Rambam says clearly, and he says, v'osel ligzoil kol shehu din Torah, afilu goy oved avirizora osel gozloi oiloshke. Clearly you cannot steal from a goy. That's no, it was gzela. Some people want to differentiate between gzela and gneva. The Rambam in Ilz Gneva says the same thing. The Rambam in Ilz Gneva says forbidden. Kol ha-goy nef mom and mishav pruta mayla evu al leis ha-se shenem leis signoivu. Not leis signoivu, leis signoivu. Leis signoivu, as Dibris is talking about kidnapping. And then the Rambam, Menachem Beis, says, also lignav kol shudin toirav, also lignav deres choyk. And he goes on and says, echad agoinev momen Yisroel, oy agoinev momen goy, oy vedav edazora, echad agoinev esagol esakotten, ya oyver on loy signoivu. You're not allowed to steal from a goy, not allowed to rob from a goy. So on the basis of those two things, he can't burn the chametz that he found.
How can you burn anybody's chametz? If you find chametz on Pesach?
Your own chametz, which you find.
No, yeah, you sold it.
Oh, so now the question is, that's the shaila here. Whether you can burn the chametz, which doesn't belong to you, belongs to the goy. That's the shaila. So Elchatchila, this guy was going to put it with the chametz that he sold in the cupboard, with the chametz that he sold. But then, because he was a machman, he doesn't sell chametz gomer, so he decided he wants to burn it. So Elchatchila, what you do if you find chametz which has been sold? You put it with the other chametz which you sold.
When the Rav sells the chametz, is it the 11th hour?
Sorry?
When he makes the effective sale of the chametz, it's after this month of burning.
No. Chas v'sholem. Before. Okay. Before. It has to be dafka before. Okay.
Before the burning.
Huh? Before the manabio. Absolutely. Before this manabio has to be. Before this manabio. Okay, so lechora and the mazik gizela, you can't do it.
Might be better off keep it, put it together with other chumash you sold, and then immediately after Pesach, when he goes back to his chashus from the goy, then destroy it. If he's makbid on that, there might be a
remnant. Huh? He didn't.
It's not chumash shel avon la Pesach.
It's not chumash shel avon.
No, but he was makbid. No, but he was makbid.
He's makbid just not to have it in the house during Pesach.
Yeah, fine. But whatever, to put it together with the goy stuff. Yeah. Put it together with other chumash. Whatever thing he sold, anything else he sold.
Maybe is it more of a conscience matter rather than a halacha matter. Yeah. More, you know.
Saying earlier that, you know, when we sell the chametz, we're selling even the chametz we don't know.
Correct.
But in his mind, if he doesn't sell chametz gomor, then for him maybe it doesn't apply to that.
No, but he did mandate the rav to sell any chametz sheini yodua. He did mandate. That's what's in the shtar mechira. That's what it says. And he told the rav to sell it in the way he sells it. So then there's a possibility of the following. The halacha is, I've got to be makatza, the halacha is, I'm thinking aloud here, and I'm hoping you're also thinking aloud here. There's a halacha, it's called Hafkos Halvosoi. If you owe a goy money, if you can get out of repaying him, you can. V'mokim she'en chilul Hashem. If it's in a situation where there's no chilul Hashem, then you can get out of if you don't have to repay him. Of course, halvosoi. You don't have to repay him. So now this chometz, this bottle of whiskey which he's found, he owes it to the goy, actually, because it was sold to the goy. So he has in his house property which has to be given to the goy. If he can get out of half course halvosoi, if you can get out of repaying a goy alone, you're allowed to. So he should be permitted to burn it because he's not repaying, he's not giving to the goy something which he owes him. He owes this bottle of whiskey to the goy. If he can get out of giving it to the goy, he's allowed to. So can we say that's why he's allowed to burn it? And that's the svara of the poisek who said he can burn it, maybe. So that's also we have to discount. Why? Because this concept of course, there's a machlokes about it, whether most poskim say that only applies to a loan. A Jew borrowed money from a goy, and the money is given to him to spend, so he doesn't have it in his possession anymore, the money that he was lent. He spent it. He has a debt. that debt, if he can get out of resolving the debt, he's allowed to. But here we're talking about, he wasn't given money to spend. Here he was given a chayfas, an article. The article is banned, the article is there. So not to repay an article which he was given by a goy, that's an afkos alvosa. Afkos alvosa means only getting out of the debt. This is the debt of money. But this is not a debt of money, this is a debt of an article. He owes the article to the goy. So you can't say afkos alvosa. Most poskim say, there's an esivus that says you can even buy a dover, which is a be'en, but the other poskim say, no, it doesn't apply. It only applies by money. So on the grounds of that,
on those grounds, he would have to retain the ownership. In other words, if he's not going to repay it, once he's decided he's mafkia the chov of the goy, he's not going to give it to the goy.
Yeah.
Now it's his.
Yeah.
So if it's on yontov, he'll be over by your banya motzi. If he found that on yontov, he's retaining the ownership. He's decided I'm not giving this to the goy, and it's not sold to him.
No, he's not.
So it's not mine. Now it's mine.
He's not mafkia now. And like the gentleman was suggesting, after Pesach, he won't return it to the goy.
Yeah. But meanwhile, whose is it?
The moment it was sold to the goy. He owes this article. After Pesach, he's got to give it to the goy. Yeah?
So it's be'en.
When the goy comes up with the money.
It's be'en. When the goy the goy's covered. Yeah. It's be'en.
Yeah.
Right, how can he not give it back?
Of course, I'll boss it. He's not mechuy to give back a loan to a goy.
It's not a loan.
A deposit.
Yeah.
It's a deposit. It's something that belongs to a goy, was deposited by him. But in any case, that won't work. But there is the following suggestion. And to cut it short is as follows. Pochas Mishova Pruta. A Jew steals from another Jew. Pochas Mishova Pruta. It's not over a lav. Why? Because it's not considered money. Pochas Mishova is not considered money. Yeah. Also, you can't. There's no way of returning Pochas Mishova Pruta because it's not money. But it's still forbidden to steal. The Rambam says, as we saw, Kol Shehu. It's forbidden to steal Kol Shehu. From a Jew, even Pochas Mishova Pruta, still be forbidden. Forbidden to steal, but there's no, you won't be over a lav. You're not over the lav of a Lei Sigzol or Lei Signovu on Pochas Mishova Pruta. Yeah. It seems from the Rambam that Pochas Mishova Pruta from a goy, you will be over a lav, Lei Sigzol. It's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says that by a Jew, Pochas Mishova Pruta, a Jew is Moichel. Yeah? He's Moichel. Doesn't mean to say you're allowed to, lechatchila, still forbidden. But you're not over allowed because a Jew is Moichel. A Goy is not Moichel, the Gemara says. Gemara in Sanhedrin. A Goy is not Moichel, even Pochas Mishova Pruta. You ever heard the concept ben nerech nereg al Pochas Mishova Pruta? Yeah? A Goy is not Moichel. The Magid Mishnah says, he brings a raya also. He brings a raya. I have to be brief. He brings a raya that by a Jew, Pochas Mishova Pruta is forbidden to steal. However, if it's something which the Jew will not be makpid on, yeah? Here's an example. Somebody has a hedge around his garden, let's say, of thorn bushes, and somebody wants to take a little thorn, size of a toothpick, to use as a toothpick. Yeah, it's Pochas Mishova Pruta. Sure. Pochas Mishova Pruta. He's certainly not over if he takes one. Certainly not over a lav. It'll still be forbidden, the Chayra, because you're forbidden to steal even Pochas Mishova Pruta. So you're going past this hedge, and you need a toothpick. You just had eaten the Chvesos, a juicy steak, and you need a toothpick. So he wants to pick off a little bit from this thorn bush to use a toothpick.
Even if the goy is not
backpacked? No, from a Jew, not from a goy, from a Jew. From a Jew, from a Jew, from a Jew. So hang on, from a Jew, so you're allowed to, because the Jew is not makpid. Jew is not makpid. If you take a toothpick from him, no one's going to be makpid on a toothpick. Nevertheless, Rishalmi says, it's midas chassidus not to do it. Why? He says, because if you allow a person to come with toothpicks, the ice hedge after a couple of weeks. As soon as you allow a Jew to get a free toothpick, you know, the manufacturers will come. The manufacturer toothpick. So,
Dr. Ramabul used to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, very good. So, so that's from a Jewish hedge. The shayla is, will you? The shayla is, what about from a non-Jewish hedge? Since Poch's Mishava Pruta, it's forbidden, Yehoiva, Gezela, if you take from a goy. So maybe, even if he's not Makbid, even if the goy is not Makbid, you can't take. Yeah?
It is Oiva by Poch's Mishava Pruta from a goy?
Not Oiva.
Yeah?
No, if a Yid steals from a goy, Poch's Mishava Pruta.
Is Yehoiva?
Yeah, that's what the Rambam says. Rambam says. Paul Mishava Pruta, because he's not Meichel. The Jew is not Meichel. The guy is not Meichel. Yeah. So, but if the guy, so if the Jew is not Makbid, then it's permitted. Lechatchila, you can take Lechatchila. Yerushalmi says that it's not the right thing to do because otherwise it'll be ice fence after a bit of time, ice hedge. But Al Pidin, you're allowed to take it on if a Jew is not Makbid. What about a goy? If the goy is not makpid, a goy is forbidden to take even pachas mishava pruta. And what happens if it's something? It's pachas mishava pruta, but he's not makpid on it. He's not makpid. So the Knesset Agoda brings down, others bring down, also permitted. From a goy also is permitted. If it's something which is not makpid about, he's also permitted. Now let's take this bottle of whiskey. Let's come to the bottle of whiskey. Yeah. Now, when the goy bought the chometz, the goy buys the chometz. Is he buying the chometz in order to enrich himself? Is he buying the chometz in order to increase his assets? Ask any of the rabbonim who are selling the chometz to the goy, whether the goy they sell the chometz to is buying it because he sees this as a quick return on an investment. Doesn't happen. It's a proper sale. The goy is coin it. It belongs to the goy. But the reason why the goy is buying it, because the Rav has explained to him nicely that we Jews have got all sorts of laws, and one of them is that we can't retain chometz in our possession, and the only way we can go about it is by selling it to you, and we're giving you a week to raise the funds. You have to speak to your banker and get a loan from him, and after Pesach, when you want to come through with the money, we'll take assessors to evaluate all the chometz and how much you have to pay, and then you'll pay us the money and you can take the chometz and go gesundheit. After Pesach, the goy comes and you ask him, have you spoken to your bank manager? He says, no, the bank manager doesn't want to give me the loan. And now I'm a shtuch, he says, the goy, because I've got to pay you for all this chometz and I can't. So we say to him, okay, you know what? We'll buy it back from you. That's how it works, the mechiras chometz. But during Pesach, it belongs to the goy. Without that. But he didn't buy it chatchila. He didn't buy the chatchila in order to accumulate assets. That wasn't the purpose. So even if he will come through with the money after Pesach, will he be makpid if from all the chometz that he bought there's a bottle missing? Will he be makpid about that? Yeah? He won't be makpid. In any case, he won't have to pay for that. So you're not taking away anything from him, actually, at the end of the day. The goy is zicher not makpid. if you take a bit of his chometz away from these multi-million pound chometz that he has, that he's bought, he's not going to be a makpid if you take a toothpick away. A bottle of whiskey is like a toothpick. So on the grounds of the goy not being makpid, l'chayra, it should be mutter for the fellow to burn it. Maybe, I'm just suggesting, maybe that was the svar of the posek who says he can. The svar of the posek who says he can't, I think Rabbi Yosh Pesach, I think, said you can't, in that instance. That's either because he's mazik, and you can't be mazik a goy, or because he's stealing from the goy. That's poshet. The svar of the one who allows it, the one who allowed it, so we have to understand, well, maybe that was the svar. I'm just suggesting, I'm thinking aloud, again, I'm saying maybe that was the svar of the person who says you may, because because the guy is not makbid. The guy is not makbid. And therefore, if he feels so bad that he's got this chametz gomer and he's the yontov suit, he says, okay, you can go ahead and burn it. I'm just suggesting a swara, and think about it. And other rabbis, if you don't agree, let me know.
Could you decide the guy is not makbid?
Huh?
Because he thinks he's not
makbid. No, it's an umdina that he's not makbid. It's an umdina. It's definitely he's not makbid. I mean,
a bottle of whiskey.
Huh? You mean it depends which one it was? It depends on the quality.
Could the rov not cover this matzah by writing that beforeish in the shtar? That if the yid wants to take a small amount of chometz, which is worth very little, during Pesach he's allowed to. Yeah, because the goy is not, it's written in the shtar that the goy is not makbid on such a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, amongst all the millions, if you're going to take a piece of cake or a little bottle of a miniature, then there's no hakoda.
To cover the one.
To cover the matzah of somebody who found comments on Pesach, which happens. It could be written in the contract.
If it's sold, he doesn't have to, you don't have to do anything at all with it. If it's sold. The chometz is sold, you don't have to do anything at all.
No, but if I want to take from it a small amount, then
why
it
do you
be,
want to,
it
why
committed.
Should you want to take from it?
Because I found the chometz in my pocket. That's why.
Okay, so put it away with the chometz for your soul.
Well, that's
what you should do. Put it away, and you got other chometz in the house. Yeah.
I want to burn it. I'm saying, what? I'm just there.
Good.
Okay. Can we ask a shaila on that? Mm-hmm. Not on this, but. Can you put in the shtar chometz, the shtar mechira, about chometz that you will acquire later on, that you didn't own at the time of the mechira?
It is. In our shtar mechira, which we have in South Africa, it says that we're selling to the goy any chometz which is currently in the possession of the person.
Yes.
Or any chometz, let's say, is on the high seas, still going to arrive.
Yes.
Any chometz will come into his possession during Pesach.
And you don't have a problem with Dovah Shabbalah?
No, it's not a problem. First of all, because you're selling it together with Dovah Shabbalah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're making a Dovah Shabbalah together with some which is Dovah Shabbalah.
What happens if
you
find a bottle of the machine that comes to the street?
Find a bottle in the street.
Sorry,
in the shul.
Yes. Oh, my God.